help, and there are a lot of reasons to file, especially for the families who are not required to file. That is something that has been really at odds with people. A lot of confusion on should I file, if I don't need to file, and if I, where do I get the information to tell me what are my goals and do I have to file?
Right.
So we always say if you had any income at all, come file.
Yeah.
Because tax law changes so fast that it's our job to keep up on it for you. And if you don't file because you're not required to, you might be missing out on California or federal credits that are specifically there to help your family.
Yeah, and we're talking about in potentially thousands of dollars, things that can be life-changing for families. So let's talk about Earn It, Keep It, Save It. You help families not just in Sonoma County, but throughout the North Bay. Where do you offer these kinds of tax preparation services?
Right. So Earn It, Keep It, Save It is a five-county regional partnership. We have about 20 organizations who come together and provide free income tax assistance and to low to moderate income individuals and families. We do it in Sonoma County, Mendocino, Lake, Humboldt, and Del Norte. Mm-hmm. And we can do it in several different ways, but they really provide information and access, not just to a free tax return, but to other financial asset building resources to help build more financial stability in their lives, and specifically generational wealth. We say $79,000 and less, just dial 211 and we can get you a free tax return.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that the real cost measure came out recently, a report that shows that $97,000 in Sonoma County, for example, for a family of four is basic needs.
Wow.
That is only considering housing and food, not education, not vacations, not quality of life in any other way. And so we know that $70,000 is officially low income now.
That is hard to fathom. I mean, I know, we all know, if you look at, if you're trying to find an apartment to rent, a house to rent, rental costs are huge.
They're huge. And it's really hard even getting into a place like
right.
that. So we know that at tax time, your refund typically is the largest infusion of family income you're going to have, maybe besides your paycheck. And so it's a huge decision time, maybe even a behavioral change about your belief system, about am I just surviving? Do I think I could do maybe without $50 a month to start putting it away for emergencies.
Right.
Or first and last to get into an apartment.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Our average filer, even though we say $79,000 and less, we know that $70,000 is low income. Our average filer makes $29,000 combined household income.
I don't even know how you can live in Sonoma County on that.
Well, they're not thriving, that's for sure.
Right, right.
And they're barely surviving.
Yeah.
And so that's a trickle down, right, into the family health. You don't have education. You can't stay in school if you're just having to have five jobs
right.
to just eat.
Yeah.
That said, we're seeing more and more small businesses. You know, something like 74% of new entrepreneur business in Sonoma County are Latina. So a lot of the Latino community, and specifically Latinas, shout out to the women, are really building these businesses. And that takes money. So for you to be able to take care of your family and work while building a business, we love those kinds of tax returns. Because we're going to show you maybe how to save money. We're going to show you how to maybe not have to owe taxes or so many taxes at the end of the year. We always call the tax return like a gateway conversation. Someone said, so you just do free tax returns? And I thought, oh, no. When you come to us for a tax return, we're going to sit next to you.
Yeah.
We're going to show you every entry from your different paperwork into the computer. We're going to show your refund go up. Maybe your refund comes down. We're going to see that you didn't track your mileage. We're going to see that you didn't write off things that you need as a musician. So we're going to see all sorts of different things that maybe you don't know about. On top of that, we've been going to a lot of economic overviews of Sonoma County and a lot of small business forums where we can sit there and turn you on to so many asset building, business building opportunities through free classes at Red Latinx, the hub. The Economic Development Board has a slew of just incredibly passionate people who want to sit with you and help you do strategic planning and budgeting and teach you systems. There is an amazing amount of help out there, free help. So coming to us for the tax return is sort of the gateway conversation to what else do you need?
Right.
If you make $29,000, say you're here even undocumented and you want to file your taxes because you're going to have to show 7 years of tax returns when you show up for a citizenship application, correct?
Wow.
So you're here undocumented, you're working, you're part of our community, and you want to file your taxes. You want to do it safely, and you want to do it with people who are your advocates. So when you come in, you can go ahead and dial 211, make an appointment with us. We will prepare your taxes, and then we will send you over to somebody that we fund at United Way to apply you or apply you for an ITIN, which is like a social that the government gives you to file your taxes specifically.
Wow.
But we'll either apply for one for you or we'll renew the one you currently have.
Okay.
And that is really a great way to start the pathway to citizenship. We pay for it. It's safe who we refer you to. And you don't have to worry about taking all the steps you need to take to save money and or become a citizen eventually. So these are things we pay for, and you don't have to pay hundreds of dollars to do that. You also don't have to send off your original documents.
Right.
Because this person we refer you to is a certified acceptance agent. So you learn so much when you come to a tax site, way beyond your tax return.
Wow. And I had no idea that you can do a little bit more complicated, not just your standard tax filing, but if you have someone who has a side business, you can help them figure that out.
Absolutely. No, that's one of the things I mentioned. Because people do say, oh, you just do easy taxes, right?
Right.
No, we do very complicated taxes. Anyone who makes, there's a lot of people starting a business who make under $79,000.
Mm-hmm.
We say ish. And there's just a lot to learn. We have a lot of people who are building businesses, like I mentioned. Some people, we have students who are filing for the first time. Those are some of my favorite ones. We had just gone out and done a lot of presentations to all the Hansel Automotive folks, and some of them came in yesterday and filed their taxes.
Wow, that's great.
And it was great. He was 22, and his dad was in the next chair. His dad was filing. He had learned about this program from his dad.
Yeah.
The word of mouth is everything. We do about anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 free tax returns a year.
Wow. Wow.
And, you know, we're seeing all different kinds of walks of life. Like I said, business owners, entrepreneurs who have a great idea and just need to start off their financial wellness.
Yeah.
And we know who to send them to.
That's amazing. So,
from everything from getting funding to how to build a business plan.
I'm talking with Suzanne Harris. She is the Community Impact Director for the United Way of the Wine Country. You can find them online at unitedwaywinecountry.org. And that is where you can find the Earn It, Keep It, Save It program. That is the program that we're talking about right now. Just briefly, can you tell us a little bit about the program itself? Because it here is known as the EKS, Earn It, Keep It, Save It, but it's part of a larger program across the country, right?
Right. So VITA was started in the 1970s, and it's called Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. It's one of the greatest poverty alleviation programs that the government actually has at the state and federal level. So it's a federal name for it. And it's really aimed at helping eligible low to moderate income taxpayers claim the federal and state earned income tax credits, young child tax credit, things like that, which really do provide a significant wage supplement to working families and individuals who income qualify them to receive it. In the past 10 years of running this program, we've really helped hundreds of people, thousands of people, bring back over $90 million in refunds.
Wow.
Just in 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. And we know that goes straight into our local community. We know that research shows that every dollar brought back to these families goes back out to be invested 12 times into our community. And so we are really reaching out into every different demographic, every professional place we can think of. A friend of mine is actually taking thousands of our flyers out into the wineries as he goes and speaks to the wineries about compliance.
Mm-hmm.
He's also handing this information out to all the farm workers and their families, the schools, anyone who wants to help us do outreach. I'm happy to talk to you.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm talking to you right now today. This is one of my favorite conversations to have because this really is making such a difference for families. Also, you've got such a great team of volunteers. How did your volunteer recruiting go this year?
Yeah, they're great. Basically, the IRS gives us a grant, as does a lot of other Redwood Credit Union, Wells Fargo Bank. The state gives us a couple grants. So we pull all that together, and we're able to recruit hundreds of volunteers. And many of them are retired professionals who want to come back and give back. And so we train everybody to the advanced level of IRS tax code, tax law. We have tax preparers who get IRS certified. They are background checked. These are professionals who want to get every single thing right. Mm-hmm. Because we do manage these grants, we also require a second set of eyes, look at every single tax return. Mm-hmm. And then the site coordinator, each site actually files it that night. So our volunteers just get to do the fun part. They get to welcome in the community as a greeter, an intake coordinator, a tax preparer, and really help their community, not just with the taxes and the return, but also just listening. Listening is huge.
Yeah.
These people, a lot of these people are in crisis, and they need someone to hear about the struggles they're going through. Mm-hmm. When you're doing the tax return, these volunteers are also able to listen about, this is available, domestic violence help, or shelter, food systems, health, volunteer opportunities, money to go to school. So our volunteers are trained in all that as well. And that's been really, really important. We have about maybe 20 organizations in five counties where we train them, we certify them, then we spread them out to these trusted partnerships, right? Community Action Partnership, La Luz, United Way, Our Lady of Guadalupe, tons of sites where when you dial 211, you can go to one of these trusted sites that you already go to perhaps for other services. Mm. And you know the people there.
Right.
And you know what services they already provide you. So our volunteers are everything. We could not do this without our volunteers. They're amazing. We are still taking volunteers if people want to self-train. We have all the materials for free.
Okay.
And we still need intake coordinators, interpreters. When you dial 211, you can get your appointment in Spanish, told what to bring. You come to us, you can be greeted in Spanish, get your appointment done in Spanish, which is really, really important for us.
Yeah,
to make
absolutely.
Sure we meet people where they are, not just financially, but also in their own language.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And taxes can be intimidating, and not being able to understand the language is not a good way to make you feel better about the whole process. So being able to, you know, understand in your own language with someone who's, you know, going to explain everything to you, I think that's very, very important.
Yeah, I was in a bank yesterday. I was actually visiting Dorothy Rodella, one of my favorite VPs of Exchange Bank. She's a very much an advocate for our program for years. And she took our flyer right out of my hand and took it right over to a gentleman who was up at the teller window and gave it to him and spoke Spanish to him and said, you have to take advantage of this. This is great. And he kind of handed it back to her and said, you know, they say it's free. It's not. And so that's what we battle, right?
Okay.
There is a lot of predatory practices
right,
out
right,
there.
Right, okay.
Talking people into refund anticipation loans.
I understand.
Saying it's
sure.
free.
Right.
Federal's free, but then maybe state's not free. People going places. If you're undocumented and you want to file your taxes, say you go to a pop-up tax return place somewhere because you think it's trusted. Maybe it's in your community. What if they, you know, there are cases where they've taken their refunds, put
right.
them into their own account.
Mm.
If you're undocumented, are you really going to call the IRS to see where your refund is? Or how's your I-10 coming along?
Right.
So we know that it's so important that people trust us. We have 10 years of this. We have a higher accuracy rate than paid preparers, who we count on. If you make too much for our services, we refer them out. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They provide a great service. But if you can't afford it, and you do need more help and more strategy, business strategy, than just getting your taxes done, paying for it, not understanding what happened, you leave a paid tax preparer sometimes none the wiser. And our job is to make sure you understand the opportunities that are right in front of you. And our whole community wants to hand them to you for free. All you have to do is dial 211, make your appointment, come in, trust us, ask all your questions.
Yeah.
There are no stupid questions. Like you said, it is scary. Tax time can also be shameful. You are meeting a complete stranger, laying out your problems with banking. A lot of times when I say, okay, let's direct deposit this, you're going to have your refund in 7 to 10 days. They're like, oh, that's okay, send me a check. I kind of sometimes know that they had a problem with their current bank.
Right.
Maybe they owe that bank still $300, and they don't want their refund to go in there because they need that money to get their car fixed, feed their kids, pay their rent. And so we have ways of, you know, figuring that out and talking to them about the opportunities that exist to take just part of this refund, clear that up. Because energetically and emotionally, especially from a shame level, that's huge.
Right.
And sometimes they just need someone to say, I know you can do this. and we've been in the same place, right? Who didn't get into some sort of credit problem when you were in college and they gave you all those free credit cards?
Exactly. Here, free pizza. Sign up for a credit card.
I took that credit card and I traveled the South Pacific for a year, right? I was like, yay, free money, me.
Everyone makes
those mistakes.
Right.
And we take a lot of joy in just saying, we get you. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet you where you're at. We're not going to try and get you to save money if you're just trying to stay housed.
Right. And yeah. And that's another wonderful sort of portion of this whole program, the earn it, keep it, save it, is that S part, the save it part, because you can really change someone's habits and help them, you know, get over whatever that stumbling block that was keeping them from saving, and then build a habit and help them be more financially secure.
Yeah, and it really is about getting to know yourself. And I come out and talk to clients all the time. Right, I'm the director, but I'm overseeing the whole program, and I'll remind them that, like, you know, you have to kind of get out of your own way sometimes, right? You have a certain belief system. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we talk about the baton of poverty that has been passed from generation to generation. And so you're raised with a certain idea about money.
Yeah.
Not having it, you scarcity think, right? You have a certain belief system about your potential for saving. Maybe somebody's just never proposed it before to you before.
Mm-hmm.
I had a young man once tell me that it was un-American to save. And I was so interested in his perspective at 22.
Wow.
And what he told me was his family had come here from other countries and were absolute, like, you know, patriotic Americans. And they said every penny you earn in America should go back into the system to support the economy. And that is the most American thing to do. And I loved it. It opened my brain to, wow, okay, that's his belief system about money.
Mm-hmm.
It was perhaps also a way his family excused the poverty situation they were in, right?
Yeah.
So who knows? And so for me, I tell people, listen, my savings account is at a whole different bank. I don't even have an ATM card for it because I know me.
Right.
So I tell my HR, which a lot of people don't know, walk into your HR, tell them to put $10, $20, $30 a month into a separate account, maybe even a separate bank.
Huh.
Just try something new.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Right.
Just try something new. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We don't even have a real good description for what we mean by save. To me, it's doing something different than you've ever done before. So if you just get $10,000 in a tax return and you don't think a different way about how you're going to deal with that money, perhaps maybe just save $10 a month from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're just going to be in the same place next year.
Right.
So if you did owe money, by the way, we're not going to let you go without showing you all the abatement programs, the plans you can get on with the IRS. I talk to the IRS every day, my SPAC manager. These are my sisters, my friends. You know, that was new for me, taking over this program. The worst thing you can do is ignore it. The worst thing you can do is not talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of programs you can get on. Maybe 10% of VITA clients owe taxes. If they didn't pay quarterly on their business, or they just don't know about penalty issues and they just let it ride, don't do that. There are so many programs where maybe you don't even have to pay what you owe,
mm-hmm.
but you won't know about these programs if you don't let us help put you in touch with state and federal to see where you stand. There are a lot of forgiveness programs and abatement programs, some such as if you can even prove that housing is an issue, if you had to pay what you owe, that they forgive it.
Wow.
So let us keep track of those programs. Come and talk to us about it. We also know where, if you're having a struggling hard time, you can dial 211 and say, I'm having a hard time with my rent. And you can get rental assistance in money to help you through a hard time. The money you don't have to pay back.
Wow. Right?
Place to get food if you can't afford that. So we're going to make sure that if we hear that you're having a financial hardship, and trust me, who isn't these days? I just used it the other day. I dialed 211 for a friend. I didn't know what to do for her. And I dialed 211. And within 2 days, they paid off her Verizon, they paid her car insurance, and they turned something else back on. So,
wow.
Yeah, so even I mean, you can use it for anything.
Right. I used it for a friend who was having some issues. It's really rough time. She's much more stable right now. We've got her in a good place, but she was having some memory issues, and I just didn't know really medically how to help her out. So 211 was amazing. They connected me with Alzheimer's Association, other ways to get some assistance for her.
That's right.
Housing as well. I mean, there was a bunch of different things that they told me about.
We know that mental health right now is directly related to financial stress, right? Mm-hmm. We know that financial stress is the number one reason for divorce in relationships and how that trickles down to the kids. We know that research shows that the credits that come to these families and individuals, they really do you know, provide a greater incentive to work and increase financial stability. This takes the stress off of a family. The earned income tax credit, the young child tax credit, things like that. We've seen higher test scores in kids because they're eating, right? Because they have good food.
Of course.
Right. Lower birth weights because mothers are able to have less stress and better food. So, really, family, we used to do health, education, and income at United Way. We quickly decided, wait, you don't have education, you don't have health if you cannot stabilize a family financially.
Right.
So Earn It, Keep It, Save It, there's no other program in Sonoma County that does what we do. It is a free tax return, but within that free tax return is a listening ear who is well-posed to point you towards whatever else can minimize your stress, to help you get out of your own way, to help bring this beautiful community of people with free resources. I know from experience, when you're under stress, it is very hard. A friend told me the other day, she said, it's very hard to tell somebody to swim when they're drowning.
Yeah.
Because the stress, the brain turns off. Mm-hmm. What you know is just common sense goes right out the window when you're stressed out. The physical body shuts down, and what we think is just, you know, common sense, it's very hard to move when you're in stress.
Oh, yeah.
And it's toxic. Mm-hmm. And so our job is to say once a year, listen, let's get this done. Let's make sure that maybe next year you come in and you don't owe. Next year, your kids have been able to stay in school, right? COVID, a lot of kids had to drop out of school and help their families make money. Mm. And that tends to always impact the lowest wage earners. And so that's why our real aim is to provide that diversity, equity, inclusion in our financial system. We know there's a lot of, you know, racism, built-in racism, and problems with different demographics going and getting loans at banks, right? So we can turn you on to Crecer, an incredible nonprofit organization that loans Latino business entrepreneurs startup money. We just have so many levers to pull for you.
Yeah.
And I get like on my soapbox about it because it is not just a free tax return. Trust
me. So much more. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to leave with a hug and, you know, your children are going to be playing with toys. We're very family friendly at all of our tax sites. We have morning, afternoon, evening, weekends, drop off.
Right? Okay.
If you're working and you simply cannot sit for an hour and get your taxes done with us, although that's our preference and our volunteers love to meet you, you can organize to just drop off your stuff at a tax return. We will deal with you over the phone. We'll get your permission to file over the phone. You just come back, give us your verbal okay to file, come back and get your tax return.
And about how long does it take if you are in person to do this?
It depends.
Okay.
If you are a business, we really encourage you to tally everything up at home. Don't come in with a suitcase or a shoebox.
Right.
We love you, but we can't take you home with us at the end of the day. So come organized as much as possible. Typically, 1 year maybe is an hour. If you have a simple W-2, we can do 2 or 3 years. We can follow you 3 years back.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so we can do that. So it could take an hour. It could take 15 minutes. It all depends on how complex your situation is.
Okay.
And what else you want to talk about? You know, we just had a client who was in a shelter. 2 kids. One had autism. She didn't think she even had income. She didn't think we could file her. But the deeper we dug, we realized she did have what we consider income. We were able to file her. Mm. She was also here on a domestic violence visa and a sex trafficking visa. And again, living in a shelter. So to be able to help her and watch her walk away with an over $10,000 tax refund, we know that is life-changing.
Yeah.
But if we just send her out with that, what changes? Right?
Right.
So to keep her longer than an hour, to be able to also do it in Spanish, to be able to talk to her about all the other things that under stress in a shelter with a kid with high needs, this was just something that somebody else had to come and say, let us help you and teach her how to do it.
Yeah.
Right? So that she knows how to then go climb towards more resources herself. Because that's the whole idea. You can throw someone a fish, you can teach them to fish. And we are much more passionate about teaching you how to fish. We want you to come back every year because we have goals. We also have new things to share with you every year.
Right. Things change year after year.
But ideally, if you have a simple W-2 and I can encourage you to either come back as a volunteer next year.
There you go.
File your own taxes.
Right.
That's a win for all of us.
I love it. This is a huge program and you're helping out so many people every year. It's also got to be somewhat expensive to do it. So how does the United Way pay for all of this?
We do a lot of grant writing. The wonderful people at Redwood Credit Union, I went to a social and literally heard about the program, and they said, we want to pay for all of your volunteer recruitment. What do you need in flyers and recruitment, radio ads? What can we do to help bring you these really skill-based volunteers? So that's been great. Wells Fargo, same thing. Bank of Marin, the IRS gives us $250,000, right? They believe in us. They know that our accuracy rate is spot on. We have the lowest reject rate. So because of our tried and true programs, really the community has started to really sit up and say, wait, this is hugely important. This is keeping people in school. It's keeping people in houses. It's keeping people fed. All the different research I've shown you. Donations from our community are huge. So donations to United Way of the Wine Country really help us do this and, you know, pay for everything that we need in order to put this out to five counties. We fund over 20 nonprofit organizations and agencies to do this. They're all struggling. They're all trying to just keep their doors open after COVID. So my job is to raise money and ask them, what do you need? How can I help you pay your staff so that you can turn around and help, continue to help your beloved community members? Because nobody works for nonprofits for free, although there's rumor, right? So nonprofits cost, and we have to start paying a living wage to these amazing people who choose this line of work because they're passionate about their community.
This is so invigorating. Every time I talk to you, I get just like, yeah,
me
this
too.
Is an amazing program.
Me too.
And more people need to take advantage of it. More volunteers need to help out. If you would like to do either, if you would like to have your taxes filed, if you have some time and are interested in volunteering, being that intake person, greeting people, if you have experience or training or want to get more training and actually help out, there is still room to be a tax preparer as well. So just head to the website, which is UnitedWayWineCountry.org, UnitedWayWineCountry.org. You can also call 211, which is toll-free, and you're connected there. You can ask about the Earn It, Keep It, Save It program for the free tax help. Wow, this is such an amazing program. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Yesterday was our first soft opening, and it just reminded me why we do this work. It's really inspiring. I invite you to a tax site anytime.
Thank you. And they're all over the place, too. So wherever you are, there is a convenient place for you to be able to make it, especially if you don't have a car. These are places that are located on bus routes, public transportation to get you there as well. Suzanne, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's always a joy. I'll come anytime you invite.
Yay! Suzanne Harris, she is the Community Impact Director for the United Way of the Wine Country. Again, 211 is the number to call on any phone. This is Sonoma County Focus.
Hi, you're on the air with the Love Doctor. How can I help?
I want to impress my girlfriend with a special dinner, but I can't cook. Even worse, I've been getting takeout and pretending I made it. What should I do?
Okay, first, stop faking it. Have an honest talk with her and suggest you learn to cook together. Then, take each other's hand and go to Hardesty's Homewares to pick up a few basic kitchen tools. Hardesty's has every tool you need to create that romantic meal. And the very helpful staff can counsel you.
Love Doctor, you're the best. From now on, total honesty.
Everything in moderation, young man.
Hardesty's carries brands you can trust, like KitchenAid and Swiss Diamond cookware, and even Braun and Norelco shavers. Plus cookware, bakeware, and countertop appliances. The Cuisinart coffee maker goes great with Hardesty's legendary gourmet coffee. Hardesty's Homewares, your culinary toy store since 1924. 1513 Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa in the Farmers Lane Plaza, next to AAA.
Hi, it's Rainey from the Poly Class Foundation. For 30 years, we've been helping families find their missing children. To date, we've helped bring over 10,000 children home safely. We've provided social media safety education to thousands of local students and helped implement the Amber Alert in all 50 states. We continue to advocate for legislation that keeps kids safe. For 30 years, the Poly Class Foundation has provided free programs and services to help keep kids safe and bring missing children home. And we could have not done all of this without your support. If you have a car, truck, boat, or RV you no longer need, please give us a call. We make donating easy and you'll receive the maximum tax deduction. Call the Poly Class Foundation today at 707-769-1334 or go to polyclass.org. That's polyclass.org. And thank you for your support.
Santa Rosa Rec and Park Spring Summer Activity Guide is out now and filled with adventures. City Sluggers T-ball teams are forming. There's Kinder Gym for toddlers, dance, sailing, art, and much more for youth of all ages. Plus, keep them busy over spring break with our popular day camps. Adults, explore your creative side with art and dance classes. Improve physical and mental fitness with yoga or get outside for summer softball. Sign up at SantaRosaRec.com and register now for the St. Patrick's Day 5K. Go to SantaRosaRec.com.
The man who brought the rock and roll edge to the Eagles, Grammy winner and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Don Felder.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing hits like Life in the Fast Lane, Hotel California.